Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. State legislators returned to Juneau yesterday for the fifth special session since last summer. KTOO and APRN report that lawmakers were greeted by a group of 20 protesters who want them to close the state's budget shortfall.
Act now! Pass a fiscal plan! Act now! Pass a fiscal plan!
It's not clear if there are enough votes in the House to pass a bill to restructure permanent fund earnings to pay for state government and several proposals to raise taxes on industry or introduce new state income or sales taxes may have even less support. The legislature also may not be able to muster the three-quarter majority needed to overturn Governor Bill Walker's veto of half of this year's permanent fund dividend money. Walker says the House should follow in the steps of the Senate and pass the permanent fund legislation, noting he's taken the unpopular steps of cutting PFD checks and delaying oil and gas tax credits.
As a result of that, I expect them to come back and finish up the what I would call the lighter lifting associated with fixing Alaska's fiscal situation.
The House took a long break Monday afternoon as members of the Republican-led majority met to decide their next step. The Senate will meet again on Friday. The state is open to the potential of natural gas from Nenana supplying the Interior Energy Project. Regional Alaska Native Corporation Doyon is exploring for gas in the Nenana area, and IEP leader Gene Terrio says the state is supportive.
We hope they do find a commodity out there that can be developed at a price that is affordable in the community.
Terrio says the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority-led Interior Energy Project is at the same time working to secure a gas supply from Cook Inlet.
We are closing in on papering a contract to lock that supply in.
There was concern voiced by some lawmakers earlier this spring about the state funding exploration tax credits for the Nenana area project, while at the same time spending money on LNG from Cook Inlet, including a liquefaction plant at Point McKenzie. Terrio says while Nenana gas might supply Fairbanks, there's enough broader demand to absorb Cook Inlet LNG.
We know there are communities up and down the highway system that are interested and have expressed interest in LNG. The fact that the plant is down in the Point McKenzie area could, in fact, lend itself to shipment of LNG to, you know, other communities on Tidewater in the state of Alaska. So we don't believe that it will be investment in infrastructure that doesn't ultimately have long-term needs in the state of Alaska.
Terrio would not disclose what companies the state is negotiating with for Cook Inlet gas. It's also working with Salix to finalize a deal for construction of the Point McKenzie LNG plant. First shipment of LNG to Fairbanks by truck or rail is targeted for 2018 at a consumer price equivalent to $2 a gallon heating oil. Construction is beginning on a Native Children's Dental Clinic and Health Service facility in Anchorage. KNBA reports that the South Central Foundation provides statewide dental services to Alaska Native and American Indian beneficiaries of the Indian Health Service, and that at a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday, SCF President and CEO Catherine Gottlieb said the new clinic will add 32 dental chairs to the 15 they have now and create an environment designed to put children at ease.
Services for children specifically that are separate from adults. They have unique needs and it's much better for them. They won't be as afraid and it could be a better atmosphere for them.
Gottlieb says the new building also will bring together other children's service programs.
And we'll include in that dental clinic building. It'll be 5 stories, OBGYN, behavioral health for children, and also a few other specialties for children that have developmental needs.
The building is going up in a former parking lot east of the Alaska Native Medical Center. SCF is funding the project with revenues from Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. Gottlieb says the price tag for the building is still being negotiated. The project is due for completion in 2018. I'm Dan Bross.